Do you want to take it? The we start off actually with Psukim, not from this week's Parsha, but very related to this week's Parsha. In Parsha's Ki Tetzé, the Halacha tells us, Lo yavo amoni moavi bekal Hashem gam dor asiri lo yavo lahem bekal Hashem ad olam. That members that pretty much anyone, we'll see if it's pretty much anyone, has a right to convert to Judaism. However, two notable exceptions are descendants of the nations of Ammon and Moab. Even if it's been 10 generations since they were, since these people were related to Ammon and Moab, they can never convert. Al dvar shelo kidmu eschem balechem uvamayim b'derech teischem mimitzrayim v'asher sochar alecha es bilam ben bar mipsar ram narayim l'kal alecha. So it says that there are two reasons why they are not allowed to convert. It sounds like two nations, two reasons. One, when we were walking through the desert and we asked to pass through, they did not come forward and they did not offer us bread and water, which would have been the neighborly thing to do. And related to this week's Parsha, now that we're just, which is why we're discussing, because Moab, in this week's Parsha, hires Bilam to curse us. So as payback, they hired Bilam to curse us. Now, because of that, they can never convert. No members of their nation can become Jewish. And in fact, the Psukim continue the theme related to our Parsha. Note that God did not listen to the curses of Bilam, quite the opposite. He flipped them and made them into blessings. Therefore, basically have nothing to do with them. So, we see here that there is a rule that people from Ammon and Moab cannot convert, and it sounds why. So the Chumash tells us two reasons. One is because the fact they weren't hospitable to us when we were in the desert, A. And B, also because of what happened in this week's Parsha, because of the fact that they hired Bilam to curse us. This is discussed in the Mishnah and the Gemara in Yevamos. Speaking at number two, the Mishnah quotes it. There's nothing exciting here. It's a simple pasuk. Amoni Moavim Asurim V'Isurim Isur Olam Avo Nikevo Seya Mutaros Miyad. So all of a sudden it says, yes, members of Ammon and Moab cannot convert, but that's only the males. A female member of Ammon or Moab, an Ammonis or a Moabis, they in fact can convert. Why? Where did you see that? Didn't say that in the Chumash at all. So how do you know that? So, well, again, the answer, Rus was able to pull it off because of that. So, the Gemara says, Minahani Mili, how do we know that this is something that is only related to the males, not the females? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, the Amar Krav, Yechir Os, Shaul, Las David, Yotzli, Kras HaPlishi, Amar El Avner, Satsvar Ben Mize Hanar. So, at the time when the Jews were being threatened by Goliath, so David announces, I'm going to take him on. So no one knew who David was at the time. So Shaul asks Avner, who is this guy who's going to take on Goliath? The Omar Avner, Chay Nashra Melech, Im Yadati. He says, I'll be darned if I know. No idea. V'lo yadare, v'ksiv, v'yaveu ma'od, v'hiro nosei kerev, ela avu ha'kama ashyom. He said, maybe he didn't know where he was. It says beforehand that, in fact, he was employed by Shaul. That he, in fact, he was his right-hand man. What do you mean he didn't know who he was? So the rabbi was asking him, he said, what family is he from? Paksiv ishvi meshol zaken bab anishim v'amar rav v'itemar rav abba zeh yishai avi David shnichtas v'uchusav v'yasav v'uchusav. This is referring to, obviously, Yishai, the father of David, was a very famous man. So Shaul was asking, "Imi Peretz Asi, Imi Zerach Asi." He said, "I know he's from Shevet Yehuda, but which part of Shevet Yehuda is he from? Is he from a descendant of Peretz or the descendant of Zerach?" Why did he care?
I don't know.
Imi Peretz Asi Malki Havi. Because descendants of Peretz can be the king. So therefore, and the descendants of Zerach can't be the king. So he says, so here's this guy who all of a sudden is a very impressive fellow who's going to fight Goliath. He wants to know, is this guy going to be my competition? As he says, so he goes through this discussion. We'll skip down a few lines. And then, so on the seventh line, I'm like Doeg HaDomi. So Doeg says, if Asher Tamashe Lalav, Im Hogan Hula Malkus, Im Lav, Shol Lav, Im Roy Lav, Oy Bekal Lav. Why are you asking if he's the king? Why don't you ask if he's Jewish or not? Right? Is, can he really be a man? Why?
Wait, some doubt about that?
My time, the Kasi Me Rus, Hamoavia. He's a descendant of Rus. And Rus is a Moabite. And Moabites can't convert. Right? So, if that's the case, what are you bothering whether he's the king or not? I want to know if he can even be a member of the Jewish people. Amalei Avner Tanina Amoni v'lo Amonis Moavi v'lo Amavis. So Avner says it's not a problem. The rule that Amoni or a Moavi, that's only the men, not the women. So Doeg said, really? El Matte Mamzer v'lo Mamzeres. So that's the case. So okay. It says Amoni, it means only male, so let Mamzer only be men. Let Mamzeres be okay. Once you're making up rules like this.
Was that sarcasm?
What?
Is that sarcasm?
I don't think he really wanted to be the mater all day. But he said, doesn't. No, it's not sarcasm, it's a question.
It
doesn't make sense.
Okay.
Well, as long as there's people who change their sex all the time.
Mm-hmm.
If you wake up in the morning, there's an Amoni.
I don't think I would. but you know, but we're not judging, Patty. It's okay.
That's cool.
So
you're just having open your mind.
That's true. So the Gemara goes back and forth, and it discusses why that is different, and it ultimately comes out and says that, no, this is the rule, that we are limited to only an Amoni and not an Amonis. The Ramban says, well, what's the reason for this? Why are we limited to men and not to women? So he explains, he says, the reason is, Asher lo kidmu. Right, the reason is because it gives a reason for it. Right, if you look at the Gemara in Yevamos, which we read three lines from the bottom, it says why should it make a difference? It says the answer, the reason is because it says why can't they convert? They can't convert because they did not greet you with bread and water. It said so. The Gemara says in the Tefli in those days it was the men who would go out and do the greeting with the bread and water. And therefore, it's only the men who in fact who were to be blamed for not going out, and therefore only the men, that's what, the women who were never expected to do this, it wasn't the problem. The Ramban says, but wait a second, that's fine and dandy, but that's not what it said in the Chumash. Remember the Chumash, we said, why is it that an Amoni can convert, why is it that a Moavi can convert? So what did we read in number one?
Hospitality
was one reason.
And cursing was the second.
Cursing was the second. So you'll tell me, well, the women weren't involved in the hospitality. But what about the other one?
The cursing?
Right? Whatever. It just seems that it wasn't individuals who did it. It was done by, obviously, it was done by the government, right? Right? We know that, right? That Bullock, right. So again, if I'm going to, why should I blame all the men for Bullock and not all the women? That's what the Ramban wants to know. The Ramban wants to say, wait a second. The Gemara, which says men and not women, and the reason is because Shelo Kidmu, that only makes sense for one of the two reasons given in the Chumash. But what about the reason that is related to this week's Parsha? About the fact that it's because that they hired Bill. That wasn't a men versus women type of thing.
Well, do we hear any women's voices about Paul?
I hear one man's voice.
Exactly.
So therefore, are we all responsible for him because he's a man?
I think so.
I understand that you think so. Right?
So now you're asking about the women? What a shocker.
So he says as follows. So he says, well, the reason is as follows. Last line in the Ramban, he said, just like it is men who are responsible to go out and greet people, so too, he quotes from the Yerushalmi and the Medrash in Rus, b'nei derech ha'ish lischor, vein derech ha'ish lischor. This idea to hire was also a male idea, and therefore, that's the reason. So he says that even though the Gemara only talks about one of the two, really, the reason is for both of them.
Next week, with Pinchas, aren't the women seducing all the men? Isn't that a punishable thing?
But the Chumash didn't say that. And the Chumash spells out, why is this punishment going forth? We're not saying that. So yeah, we wipe out the women for that. But this idea that they can't convert for generations to come, that's not.
And there's also wars. I mean, didn't I attack them last week?
No, the Moab didn't attack us last week. That was Sichon and Og. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin discusses the idea of how important it is to be friendly and to greet your guests.
Who did greet us and treat us well in the desert, or as we're traveling through?
No one comes to mind right now.
I don't know anybody being listed as.
Let's see. Well, there was. Yeah, and then there was.
I mean, no one says yes. You can pass through our land. No one says here. Have some.
Rachel was pretty nice.
What?
Yeah,
but she's
one person.
Well, again, we weren't passing through her land.
Exactly. I'm taking a city down.
So the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, Amar Rav Yochanan Mishir Rav Yossi Ben Kisma Gdol Legima Sher Chika Shtei Mishpachos Mi Yisrael Shema Alvar Shalom Kidnu Eschem Mirachem Uvamayim. So the Gemara there says, because there are two nations that were held back from ever joining the Jewish nation for because of the fact that what they did. The Marshal says, wait a second. He said, this sounds not like the Ramban. The Ramban says the reason they were punished was because A, they didn't greet, and B, because of Bilam. Here it says that the reason they were punished was because of, it only gives one of the two. It's only because they didn't greet. Bikadir Lidchos Pirash Ramban, number 5. Parshas Kitesi, Dashel Kid Melo Koi Ela Amon Velo Amoav. Right? The Marsho says that the problem with Amon was because they didn't greet us. And Moab, it's because they hired. But wait a second, here it says both of them, it's because they didn't greet us. So the Marsho says this Gemara seems to be going against. The Aruch HaNer tries to give an answer. So he says, Gedol Legima, he quotes the Gemara, and he says, Mashro Hiskir Sofar Pasuk, why doesn't it talk about the other half? So he makes an interesting point. We'll say it outside. He says that really, he says, well, wait a second. He said, I've got a question. B'nai Yisrael show up, and they said, you should have brought out some water, you should have brought out some food for them, but wait a second. They didn't need water, they didn't need food. They had a be'er. That was in last week's Parsha. They had mun, right?
It wouldn't matter how many. There's 600,000, there's basically 3 million Jews. How much food and water did they acquire anyway? It's just a token.
What? So he says that.
It doesn't have to do with the needs of the Jewish people. It has to do with the needs of the people who would come out to greet them. They would have no way to know that we had that error.
Oh, so the question is, so he says, the question is, well, if they did, like, what's the big deal? They weren't hungry. They had all the food they needed, so they should have brought out, you know, some crumpets. Like, is that what we're talking about? Some petit fours?
Yeah.
Little cucumber sandwiches? Right? Lake of Hembromfin?
They didn't They like cucumbers.
That's right. That's so they said, cucumbers. So the so he said, well, in order to say that they you have to assume for this to be a question that they knew that they were getting mun and a bear. You have to assume that this was public knowledge, right? That God loved them, etc. So he says, on the second hand, similarly, he says, the fact that they tried to curse the Jews indicates that it's the flip side.
They're not a friendly people. Right?
No, meaning that obviously, if they think God must not like them, we could convince him, right? Which would mean if that's the case, if he thought that God didn't like us, then there's no way they know that we have a bear and mun. If we have a bear and mun, there's no way they would have tried to curse us. So he says, the Aruch HaShulchan tries to say you need both of these reasons. Meaning that on the one hand, if you say that they knew God loved us, that's why they didn't bring it up, so why did you try to curse us? You know that's not going to work. If you tried to curse us, you figured, well, it's because God hates us, right? Well, then you shouldn't have known that we had... So he goes with that. So either way, so we have this discussion. So somehow there's a combination of reasons related to this week's parsha, related to last week's parsha, that Ammon and Moab cannot convert at this point. What does it mean they cannot convert? Let's say they do convert. Let's say an Ammoni shows up in Beis Din, and we don't do our due diligence. We don't know that they're Ammonis. And now they converted. Can we count them for a minion?
If they're
converted, yes.
No, it says
Laya Bobi Kahal
Shem. A minion means Kahal. No, it's
Kehila.
Can I sell my
chomets? I don't think so.
I find somebody else. So the Rambam.
It's the worst, guys.
Agi would never sell her chomets. Maybe she would sell the avocado mayonnaise, but the real chametz not. So, the Rambam says, "Kol ha'akum kulam kisheyizgayru v'yakabu aleim kol ha'mitzvah shebetorah v'avodim sheyishtachru harayim kisol chol davar." Anybody converts, you're 100% Jewish. Shenemar kahal chuk achas yelachem umutam kais bekav Hashem miyad. Once you convert, you can marry whoever you want. You're 100% part of the tribe. Meaning that you can marry a regular member, a female convert can marry a regular male Jew, vice versa, no problem. Chutz, with the exception midalad amim min bilvad, except for members of four nations, and they are Vehem, Amon u'Moav, u'Mitzrayim ve'Edom. Right? Right? When they convert, they are totally Jewish. However, they just can't marry a regular Jew. So in fact, if an Ammoni, so who are they going to marry? So you look at the Minchas Chinuch, he said, they can marry a mamzer. They can marry a convert, a regular convert.
So what happens to the next generation?
The next generation is going to be, again, the same limitations. Right, but if a ger Ammoni marries a giyores, the kid's a ger Ammoni.
And it's going to be stuck.
Right, right. Or the mother, either one. Vlad Holy Chacha Apostle. Correct, you're stuck. What? So again, if I have a Moabite slave, I'm not sure. So that's the story. So they actually are Jewish. They are, right? You probably can count them for a minion, but the only issue is they can't marry anybody, right? So David HaMelech was Jewish, but the question was, could he have married? That was the issue, that fact that he was a descendant.
They can count for a minion, but they can't continue on the next generation. So.
They can marry another one. It's like a mamzer. It's the same thing as a mamzer. You can have problems for all generations to come. Even after 10 generations, you're still going to have the problem. But But they are Jewish. They can be buried in a Jewish cemetery, etc. Don't go sent to Mount Nebo. Yeah. Oh, good question. So, yeah, the Shiva Ramim and Amalek, what could argue it's because we're supposed to wipe them out? You're not going to get to the question. But again, that there is a question there. Shalhaman, I think it says. That was last I checked. But, right, so that's a question. There's a machlokas whether or not an Amaleki can convert or not. The if you, beginning of Shmuel Bet, it says that after Shaul dies, a person who is a Ger Amaleki shows up and tells David, I killed Shaul. David kills him. Why did David kill him? Why is it a mitzvah to kill him? This is an Amaleki convert, this was. So, but again, you kill someone based on his own admission? Isn't that a violation of basic evidence rules? So the question, according to some opinions, right, this was done, he was the king. He doesn't have to follow the rules, he can kill him based on that. And there is a medrash, however, it says, when he announced that he was a Ger Amaleki, an Amaleki can't convert, and therefore he was still an Amaleki, so therefore he killed him for being an Amaleki. So those are...
Can you get into trouble for that?
Who? David? No. Not for that. Amalekim are around a few... The Amalekim attacked Siklag after they were wiped out in Perek Tesvav, I think it is in Shmuel Aleph, before Shmuel Ben. So again, there's other questions. When we get there in our Nevi'im Rishon, we'll have to discuss it at that point.
A couple of years down the line.
So, yeah, not so far down the line. Shmuel Aleph is right after Shoftim, last I checked.
A little faith.
Show a little faith, this magic in the night. So, So this is the status. Now let's get to the point where I wanted to get to, and does this matter at all nowadays? How many people know Moabites and Ammonites? So again, I've never been to Utah. I understand that there is Moab there, right? Over the years, I've thought that we should have an Edo's trip there for Shavuos, just to get the other side of the story. I mean, visit the Alta Baba. Ruth the Moabite living in Moab. It's a little, I've kicked it around, and the board still hasn't acted on it. It'll just know for the record. But the question is, do these apply? Very interesting. There is a Mishnah regarding this. The Mishnah says, tells the following story: Bo Bayom Yehuda, Bo Yehuda Ger Amoni, Va'amar Lifneim. A fellow named Yehuda who was a Ger Amoni walked into the base medrash. Never know who's going to come. He said, I'm collecting for the following organization. No. He said, right, Amar Lahem, Ma'ani Lava Bakal. He said, I am an Ammoni, I converted, can I marry a nice Jewish girl? Amar Rabban Gamliel, Aser Atar. Gamliel says, sorry, you can't. Amar Rabbi Yeshua, Mutar Atar. Rabbi Yeshua says, yes, you can. Amar Rabban Gamliel, Rabbi Gamliel says, what? Have you opened your chumash recently? Hakasav Omer Lo Yavo Amoni V'Malavi B'Kal Hashem Gam Dor Asiri. Why you quit the guys of Gera? Armelo Rabbi Yeshua Chi Amoni Malavi B'Mekolam Heimkar. You think that the people who live in Ammon at this point are descendants of the people who lived in Ammon that many years ago? The people who live in Moab are the people who lived in Moab that many years ago? The original Utes. He says. Kvar Ola Sancheirev Melech Ashur Bilbilas Kula Olmos. When Sancheirev came, he took over the world and he went and he resettled all the nations, and the people who are currently living in Ammon are not Ammonim, and the people living in Moab are not Moabites.
So why do they identify that way? That's kind of interesting. We still can identify Israelites.
So again, French. Right. Correct. I'll tell you a secret. I consider myself an American, and my Elta Zayden did not come over on the Mayflower.
Correct.
Right. So the same idea.
Got it.
What?
Okay.
And we have confirmation. swab my cheek, it is all official now.
But we still consider our heritage.
What?
From the original.
So again, I announced that I'm an American Jew. This doesn't mean that me and Calista Columbus came over together. Yeah. I'm not a Native American Jew. Okay. I'm an immigrant, and a nation of immigrants.
I'd say that.
Child immigrant.
Let's go back to where you came
from. Racist pig.
Osir Gavulos Amin Vasila Sam Shos etc. So he gives a pasuk that says it. He said, but it says in that's what it says in Yeshayo, but in Yirmiyah, which comes after Yeshayo, says, but Amon will go back to where they came from. Ukfar Chosru. So yeah, I agree that there was a point where Amon was thrown out of the nation, but now they came back. He said, it also says that after Sancheir throws him out, I'm going to bring back the Jews to Israel. That hasn't happened yet. So just like we're waiting for the 10 tribes to come back, the Ammonites, they haven't come back, the Ammonites haven't come back either. What?
Wasn't he the king of
him? What? Sancheir was the king of Ashur. Correct, and he captured the 10 tribes, and he sent them into Galus, and then he captured part of Yehuda, right? But he did not capture Yerushalayim. He miraculously was turned back. So, this is what it says in Yadayim, that Ammonis and Moabis, even if I saw a person who came from Moab, it wouldn't make a difference. The Bar Tanura says, and in fact, this applies to the other nations as well, which might be a little bit more important to us. For example, he says, the cave should be a shivan umos ein also level bakal alamonim of adolum umitsri vaadomi dor rishon visheni. And similarly, when it comes to Egyptians or Edomis, that's only the first two generations can't convert. Hashtash ein ilo umos yaduum shikavar nizbabu nisaru bain shara umos amrina kol de parish meruba parish. The bottom line is, let's say an Egyptian wants to convert. You think it could never happen?
No, it's an modern day or...
modern day.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Right, so the Bar Tanura says, Egyptians aren't Egyptians, Moabites aren't Moabites, and therefore... sounds like the beginning of All in the Family.
Crazy.
Boy, girls were girls and men were men. Boy, we can use it being like Herbert Hoover again, I think. So that's what he says, that this is across the board. If an Egyptian walks into the Beis Din and says, I want to convert, which has happened, you don't say, well, you're an Egyptian, you can't convert until the third generation. That's fine as well. So according to the Mishnah, according to the Bar Tanura, it seems that all of these rules are no longer relevant. Not everybody agrees, though. The Rush disagrees, particularly in the area regarding Egyptians. Because he turns around and he explains that the Navi says that after 40 years, the Egyptians are going to return from the Gullus of Sancheiriv. And unlike the Gullus of Amon, which says they will return, but doesn't say when, and therefore we can say just like the 10 tribes haven't come back, because time's not up, when it comes to the Egyptians, 40 years have passed. So therefore, based on that, the Rush says that nowadays Egyptians cannot convert. That we are limited.
Mm-hmm.
As we speak right now.
They're Arabs. They're not ancient Egyptians.
So again, but the Alta Zayda, right? Right? So again, the Rush is of the opinion that in fact that this rule, when it comes to Ammon and Moab, yeah, that wouldn't be a problem. But when it comes to Mitzrayim, that would be a problem.
What about the Rambam who actually lived with them?
So the Shulchan Aruch in number 12, La Halacha, do we follow the Rush? So the Shulchan Aruch does not take sides and says, Ha'idna, nowadays, Nisbalbu Kola Umos. All the nations got mixed up. He said, therefore, if an Ammoni Moavi or Adomi convert, they can join right away. Who's missing from that list? No Mitzrayim on the Shulchan Aruch's list. The Kol Parish may Ruba Parish, but Anu Togum Shume Rov Umashume Term Biyad. Is it possible this guy's from Moav? Yeah. It's also possible that the guy that Pete's from Moav also. Who knows? Nowadays, once everyone's mixed up, anyone can be. And therefore, we're not concerned. Laharambam Huadin Le Mitzri. The Rambam says Egyptians are also on the list. Uleharash Mitzri Bi Isuro Omed. According to the Rosh, Mitzrim are still problematic. The Shulchan Aruch quotes both opinions. He doesn't take sides. The Bach, interestingly, has an opinion, which is a popular opinion, that says, yes, it is true that the Egyptians returned after Sancheiriv, but they went back into Golis at the time of Nebuchadnezzar. So therefore, that even though, yes, we agree they returned, but then they got thrown out again. And therefore, according to that, they're still not really them. The Beis Shmuel has a very interesting point where he says, well, wait a second. Among the Isur, one of the 613 mitzvahs that we've really never discussed, is you're not allowed to live in Egypt.
Oh.
Right, so how can you convert an Egyptian if he's going to live, because an Egyptian...
What about the Jews in Egypt?
Right?
Like
a what?
Showing up in your
destiny. Right, so it,
sorry,
so he discusses that. He explains why he thinks it's not a problem. Again, it's we just never hit the right parshas for that discussion. That's the problem. We're kind of stuck here. But the Rambam lived in Egypt.
Yeah.
You'll note. Right. Correct. So again, what?
No one's ever seen one of those letters. It's just the sun said.
Right.
We hear about those letters.
Right. So again, that's an issue. The looking at a more recent source, which isn't that recent, but it's more recent apparently, of Yaakov Emden, known as the Yavetz. Why was he called the Yavetz? Emden, Ben Tzvi. His father was the Chacham Tzvi. Right, so Yaakov Emden Ben Tzvi went by the Yavetz, and his great-grandson's name was? Anybody knows? Jacob Javits. Jacob Javits was the descendant. Yeah, Jacob Javits. That's where Javits come from. Javits is Yavetz. Yaakov Emden Ben Tzvi. Javits, so the Jacob Javits Center, named after Senator Javits, right? Was. Right, so
stadium somewhere near.
Oh. That's a convention center. What? Yeah, he's been gone for. So Yaakov Emden, he was 1700s. Right, so it's a few generations then. But again, Javits is from Yavetz, and Yavetz is Yaakov Emden Ben Tzvi. So again, this isn't from a year or two ago. It's from the 18th century. Right, we have the year Tav Pei Hei. Right now we're at Tav Shin. Right, so we're talking about it. So this is 1725. We're talking about the year was, and he says Aldavar Hagersha Bar Meretz Italia. This Tapati Mutab Yisrael. Can an Italian convert marry a Jewish woman? What?
That's the Italian
convert. I don't know how to make them pasta.
What?
That's the
problem. I'm not sure we can ever go south of Israel.
What? So it says. So that's the question. Can an Italian convert marry a Jewish woman? He said, can't accept gerim from Rome. May Arsur Sazvivas Romi, in the areas around it. Because we know that they are, that Rome is Edom. Okay, and Anukarim also Malchus Edom. So he raises this possibility. What do you think he says? La halacha? We'll skip to the end. Wrong! Bottom two lines. Al kein nir Elisha roi lotzas yidei safek shal Torah. You should be careful. Limnoa me'asir Yisraelis. We do not allow Italian converts to marry a Jewish woman. That is the opinion of Rav Yaakov Emden. Right? So he says, so. What? There are no shortage of this. So, any questions on this surprise? Well, I mean, there's a few things we should note. Well, again, I would go a little simpler, right? If you look at number 12, the Shulchan Aruch thought it wasn't a problem, right? The Shulchan Aruch said there's a machokas regarding Egyptians. But again, even if you assume that Rome is Edom, right? Again, you might want to argue yes or no based on that. But even if you assume that way, the Shulchan Aruch, already 200 some odd years beforehand, already said, we have no problem with that. So,
no.
Yeah, gotta look it up. We generally assume we refer to Rome as Edom. Right. So that's the story. What? It ain't what it used to be. That's what,
right.
So actually, so it's worth noting that there are opinions out there that there are two nations nowadays where it's questionable whether we will accept converts from. One is the nation of Egypt, and the other is the nation of Italy. Right? That there are opinions that have issues with both of them. L'halacha l'maisa, I think we don't worry about either one of them. I think that in terms of this, Rav Yaakov Emden, this is one of his many original, we'll call them, opinions out there that we don't follow a halacha, even though it's worth noting that he writes flat out that this is a modern day issue.
It was his
tradition. What? Okay.
Rashi says,
right? And then, even though, again, there's stronger opinions to say that we don't accept Egypt nowadays, again, we don't follow the opinion of the Rashi, then we tend to follow them. So yeah, I gave you the entire tshuva here. I did not edit this one at all to give you an opportunity to read through it. But again, he has a few interesting ideas out there why he thinks this is true, right? And the bottom line is one could definitely take this on very well. I mean, I just gave you a very simple answer. The fact is, it is against the Shulchan Aruch. I have never myself personally been Megayer an Egyptian or an Italian, but I know Italian and Egyptian converts.
From reputable.
Yeah. So I think that these are accepted. But it's interesting. So just the chazer, even though it's not in this week's parsha, the reason for it is this week's parsha, right? When it comes to Moab, at least, it says that the reason was because they hired Bilam. That's what got them on the list. As far as Ammon and Moab comes, believe it or not, there are opinions that it applies nowadays, right? There's a Tosus which perhaps indicates that it applies even Bisman Azeh. Nobody really quotes the halacha. However, when it comes to Moab and Edom, in those cases, there's definitely what to talk about.